I generally say iodine.
Uh-huh. And a real bitter medicine people used to take.
I don't know. It all seemed bitter to me. I was trying to think which one, for instance. I can't think of the real bitter medicine, especially in like real bitter medicine we used to take. Of course, Bo wouldn't remember either some of it.
What they used to use for malaria or for fever?
Turpentine and some other things mixed, I don't know.
What about something that would come in as a white powder that put in little capsules?
Oh, quinine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they use a lot of the time for malaria and fever, yeah. And it's real bitter. That's the reason they put it in capsules.
When did people quit taking that?
Oh, I don't know. It's been several years ago now. I just don't remember.
Say if someone got sick and didn't recover, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man.
Oh, well, still he didn't live.
Mm-hmm. So you say yesterday the man
passed away?
Uh-huh. What other ways of saying passed away are there?
Oh, he died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about a joking way of saying that?
Oh, wait, let's see. He kicked the bucket.
Mm-hmm. And you say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
What he died with?
And a place where people are buried.
Oh, the cemetery.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Graveyard.
And what they put the body in?
Oh, the casket.
Any other names for that?
Oh, there. Yeah, I know this. I should think of another name. The coffin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And you say when he died, everybody went to his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
And say on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you'd say,
I'm well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that?
Oh, rheumatism, eh?
And a real a disease that children used to get, they get a really bad sore throat. They choke up.
Oh, maybe the whooping cough or?
Or something that they die from.
Oh, yeah. The diphtheria was one thing, yeah.
What about something that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice, they call it, a yellow fever or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was that the same thing?
I think so.
And you have
I never had any with it.
You have a pain down here and have to have an operation. You call that?
Oh, have your appendix removed.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the disease that you had?
Oh, the appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. If someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, and say he had the...
Well, if you ate it and it came back up,
you'd
belch it. Or okay.